Welcome to the Connect Two Marriage Podcast. I am Delia and I'm your host for this episode. In each episode of the Connect Two Podcast, we'll be tackling questions that couples ask about marriage, communication, conflict, and so much more. We hope that you will keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper, and stronger in your marriage. If you are new to us, do subscribe to our Connect Two Podcast on your podcast platform. We believe you will discover interesting topics and helpful conversations. Starting a business is hard. Building one together as a couple, wow, that adds a whole new dimension altogether. The shared dreams, shared risks, and sometimes disagreements at the dinner table. Today, we are joined by the couple behind Gosh Kids Singapore, a homegrown brand many parents know and love. But beyond what Gosh Kids Singapore does, there is a husband and wife team learning how to work side by side, navigating decisions, stress, boundaries, and growth, both professionally and personally. In this episode, we'll be talking about what it really takes to work together with your spouse, what strengthens a marriage, what stretches it, and what they've learned along the way. So welcome back to the Connect 2 podcast, Matthew and Gladys.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so happy that you're back here with us. And just for the sake of the listeners, if you're curious about how Matthew and Gladys journeyed together prior to setting up Gosh Kids Singapore, you can actually listen to the earlier episode. But for today's episode, we'll be wanting Gladys and Matthew to start us off by sharing with us a word or a picture that comes to their mind when they think about what they have experienced thus far as business partners.
Yep. So you know how they say life is like a roller coaster. That is exactly it, because there are so many ups and downs, some good days, some bad ones. But in everything, I think something that Matthew and I keep going back to is that we tell ourselves to just keep going. Because yeah, it's already so challenging, right? We just need to keep moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, and keep grabbing the person next to you in that roller coaster seat.
Yes. That's a good one.
And it's funny that you asked that question about the word or picture, because just earlier this year, we just felt that there was this particular phrase. It's in Chinese. My Mandarin is not good, but because we were in Taiwan and I just felt like this was the word for us. And the word is 坚持到底.
Yeah. What does
so
it mean?
It means endure to the end. It left such a big impression on us that we actually commissioned a Taiwanese calligrapher to write that down for us on like proper calligraphy paper and frame it up. And we're going to place it in our home. We're collecting it this April, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to put it up on our wall. So we just felt like it's a struggle to work together. I mean, it may look rosy on the outside, but behind the scenes, boy, it's
sort
of work, man.
No,
you got to keep going. Got to keep going, man.
So both of you are still smiling and seated close together. So I guess we are still,
That's a win. Yeah.
Well, so how do you decide who does what in the business? Was this something that came naturally, or did y'all have to figure it out over time?
So for context, I actually started Gosh Kids in 2019, and Matthew joined in after in 2023. Cause this decision to work together was made because we felt like it was a season for us to be working together to achieve a specific purpose. It was a really humbling experience for me personally, because for someone who has been running the company on my own, suddenly I have someone else in here to make the decisions, right? And so how do you balance the roles that we both held? He's the head of the house, but then when it comes to work, you know, who gets the final say, right? It's actually really hard to navigate these lines.
Yeah, so when we first started working together, it felt like a bomb had exploded in our lives, lah, and we were caught in the fire. Because not only is this the first time working together, but we clearly didn't like working with each other. I mean, if I could be honest, we didn't like working with each other. Not that we hated each other, but because we all struggled in our own way. We had our own accent habits. We all have like a certain way of doing things, right? We don't want to like, hey, you just follow my plan and everything. But I think for myself, I was also a bit insecure, because like this wasn't the company that I started. I'm joining in. And so where do I stand in this? And so that kind of insecurity did affect my relationship with Gladys. You know, just conflict after conflict just came together. And so we were also wondering, is this really for us? Is this meant to be something that we should be doing together?
So I think what helped us was really our faith. I think one day I just reflected, and I think these words just came to me, that if we were to keep allowing these little disagreements to come in a way, it would just jeopardize the mission and the purpose. So we cannot let it happen. So I think as we reflect individually, it also brought clarity in the goal of our business, and there was unity towards the goal. And because of that, we were able to grow in strength and to work together better, lah. Slowly lah, surely. Yeah.
So thankfully, we had strengths in different areas. Thank God for that. Gladys was very good at the creative and curriculum side of things. I was more focused on the development of the business itself, the administrative, the logistics, talking to people. And so, you know, clearly, thankfully that we all had these different strengths and we focus on those things. We just took care of our backyard really well and we just come together to make decisions.
Well, I can only imagine, right, that for people who are running businesses, it's constantly running through their mind and it's a 24/7 thing.
Yes. Yeah.
You never really tap out of it. Yeah. At the same time, being husband and wife is also a 24/7 thing, right? So I'm curious to know, were there moments when you felt that stepping into the work roles would actually had affected the way you relate to one another as a husband and wife?
Well, there are many times, many moments. Well, more than being husband and wife, we were also partnering together in life, right? Mm. We are partners in parenting to our son as well. So personally, I find it more challenging to be a wife than a mother and a business owner. And I think this contributed to every aspect of our life lab. So in business, in our ministry, in our faith, and our family. And there are just many times one role conflicted one another. And it caused a lot of tension within the family, which is the baseline of everything.
So yeah, definitely. One of my biggest concerns when we first started working together was, will it affect my marriage, you know? Will we cross into the boundaries? So like you said, would it dilute the romance? Objectively, yes, it does. But I also believe that it can be managed. And if you manage it well, you will actually start to reap the benefits of working together. And this is where I really want to put more attention to, if you don't mind. You know, because one of the questions that I really got asked a lot, even from my own parents, is like, how is it like working with your wife, you know? Is this a good idea? And I usually reply, actually, it's a privilege, more so an honor. And I don't say this patronizingly, I really mean it. Because one of the biggest fear when I first started working with Gladys was, would it blow up our marriage and our lives? But looking at the way things are right now, we're still together, we're living on the same roof, we're happily married, we're still enjoying our work. You know, that's a win for me. But I think it's been really great for us ever since we worked together. But of course, this is not to say that there wasn't any tension or moments where we just like, you know, get like so annoyed with each other. I also learned along the way that by pursuing a career alongside someone I trust and respect, I think we've learned a lot about each other than just living together like a married couple. Because in our line of work at Gosh Kids, you know, we invest a lot of time reflecting on our interactions with lots of children, parents and educators in the public and private, even religious and non-religious settings. And so it sort of gives us like a very big picture of how the way the family culture is in Singapore. And this influences the way, you know, we parent our own child, how we raise our family, how we want to build our own business. And we can't help but unite in purpose and meaning, I feel. We travel for business and pleasure together. We read and talk about books and creativity together. We do our own ministries in our own church together. Pretty much do all the important things together as a family. Like I said, it's not easy, but I think it's in my experience that when your values align across the different domains of your life, you win more than you lose. And that is really very true for us. You know, everything gets stronger. It's when everything moves in unison rather than, you know, prying for each other's attention. That's when you really, really come out victorious. And that is my experience, of course, with Gladys. So perhaps this is the kind of life that we've always wanted to gun for, where the different domains just move in unison rather than in separate paths. And I get that from working with Gladys.
A lifetime of love and romance requires intentional effort and attention. Yet in times of busyness and with overwhelming priorities to tend to, our marriages can often take a back seat. No matter the state of your relationship today, we want to help you and your spouse thrive. Check out Connect2. Featuring specially created experiences and resources, our favorite selection of articles, top hits on our podcast, date ideas, conversation starters, and more to address the issues that are keeping you and your spouse apart, and to help you rekindle the joy of pursuing one another. Visit www.family.org.sg/connect2 today.
Well, it just sounds like, Matthew, as you shared that, I'm picturing a very integrated, or rather I picture individuals, you, Matthew, Gladys, you have deepened in your sense of identity and confidence. And then when you come together as a couple, you see yourselves being able to complement each other's strengths and having a very integrated view of what your life looks like, because there are many things that we are not just one facet, right? We are multifaceted. Mm. And the more we actually uncover the facets of it, it's like a diamond where we can actually see it shine brighter.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the picture that formulated in my mind as I heard you share that, because you learn to actually embrace the different facets of it. And that's where the unity of your marriage actually shines through. And that doesn't mean that it's always been smooth sailing, but I can hear that you have learned how to, because of the trust that you share with one another, that is the basis of the conversations y'all can have. It's not a premise of like who's outshining the other.
But
the intent is really that collectively we can do something for other families and the children that we get to impact.
I think it is a process. Definitely. But I think really one thing that helped a lot is we had mentors. They were supporting with us and believing in us, which we meet very often to talk about business ideas or how to navigate the challenges of working together. So again, we are accountable to them and we feel less alone in the journey, and which is something that I really believe strongly in, that as parents and as husband and wife, we should never do life alone.
But most of the time we'll be thinking, yes, it's very idealistic and a nice idea to work together as a husband and wife, but because it's running a business, there's also the uncertainty and the fluctuations that come, right? And of course, there's very pragmatic concerns and things that would be of concern. So share with us, like, is there any practical ways that y'all have agreed on that help to buffer your family unit?
So of course, a big challenge of working together is, when do we draw the lines? When does work end? When do we take off our working hat and put on a parent hat? These are real things. And this is something that we also struggled with, especially in the early years of doing business together. Of course, decisions to draw clear boundaries are harder than it looks. And it will definitely take time for each person to fully commit to honoring these boundaries, lah. But I think one thing that we learn is we recognize that, but we also don't force ourselves, okay, you must get this right, you must get this right. Because there's a bit of unnecessary pressure there. So what Gliss and I did was, over time, like she said, it was a process, you know, give ourselves time to ease into that whole new mindset that work, there are lines to work. You should not be talking about work after a certain time. On weekends are for families and it should be prioritized as that. It was difficult at first because we really wanted the business to succeed, right? I mean, business also, in a way, you know, sometimes things are urgent. You gotta, you know, you have to maybe compromise on that rule that you have and talk about work. But I also realized that along the way, you know, whether you talk about it now, you talk about it tomorrow or the day after, most of the time, work can wait. And so that is something that we also agreed upon, both husband and wife. And I think it's very important that both parties, both husband and wife, actually agree on that. If there's no agreement, then not much that can help, you know, if you don't agree on what are the boundaries set. So set those boundaries, talk about it, give yourself some time to ease into it. You know, if you don't do it right the first time, that's okay. Try again. Keep trying. Eventually, you will get used to it.
We are still in the process. To be very honest, I think sometimes you're good at it, sometimes you're not. But I think we sort of have a mutual agreement that, you know, once we close our laptop, then okay, now it's family time and now it's to focus on our son. Yeah, and give our full attention to him. So like, for example, weekends are most of the time a priority for family. And so if, let's say, work has to be conversation, then it means that it's very urgent. But if not, it can wait, like what Matt says.
Well, that's very relevant and related to the question that we received from a couple. Today's question comes from a husband who says, my wife and I started a business selling ice cream, and we thought that the hardest part was going to be working together. But actually, it turned out that knowing when to stop talking about work is harder. The husband's asking if any tips on how to manage boundaries. I'm hearing you share some ideas. Any other things that come to your mind, even as you're trying to practice it right now?
Well, I think something that we have been trying to implement is to have like fun date night outs together without the child, without the kid, without having business meetings during our dates. That has been pretty challenging to schedule in, but I would highly recommend.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I think what Gladys is trying to say is that if you already work together, then you really do so much things together that is work. You also got to equally pair it up with things that are not work. So date night is one example, like intentionally going away from home, not taking our laptops with us, not looking at the phone over dinner table, especially, I think that's very important. We realized that we wanted to make the dinner portion very sacred in a way that it's no work, phones are in the room, no doing other things, just focus on each other as we are eating. So that is one thing that we are also practicing in our own home. And that
trying.
And so far, even our son catches on to it. You know, he's like, okay, he knows at this time it's just to talk about each other's day. And whenever he sees me or Gladys looking at the phone, he'll say, Papa, Mama, remember, you're not supposed to use our phones. And that's a good reminder as well.
After this podcast, I'll give you a box to put the phones into. So there's one more step to take before you take the phone. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that works.
No, but you know, I just want to share that for myself, right? I've chosen not to bring my laptop and my mobile phone into the bedroom. Because, you know, have you heard of this thing called fubbing? Basically ignoring the person next to you because of the phone, right?
Yes.
And it's so insidious that sometimes we could just be convincing ourselves, oh, just one more message, oh, just one more thing I'm responding to. And then the next thing we know, we're just tapping into another thing because it just pops up like that. And then unknowingly, we're ignoring the person closest to us, next to us.
Yeah,
and that's something I'm disciplining myself to do so that I could really protect and preserve the sanctuary that I hope my room could be with my husband.
Yeah, so intentionally having those moments where you guys can, you know, have fun together again and, like, you know, learn more about each other again.
Building friendship, enjoying each other's company, laughing at each other just because we are just doing something out of the mode of business or family life. Thank you, Matthew and Gladys, for sharing with us your experience, providing so many insights with us on how it looks like to build a lifelong friendship that would also build into the partnership that you have. Before you go, do you want to share any other things with our listeners?
Yes. So, I mean, if you're a listener and you are thinking of working together, maybe in business or some project, I think it's very, very, very important for you and your spouse to define what success really means to the both of you. You know, I think for us in business, conventional wisdom always prioritizes like business metrics like sales, you know, social media likes and shares, how many do we get, scalability, you know, nothing wrong with that, I think. But I challenge us to go beyond that, especially if you're going to do a business together. And for us, Gladys and I, we decided that success was going to be like this, you know, are we becoming more community minded? You know, are we becoming more responsible in what we do and say? Are we having fun? Are we empowering not just our customers, but those who are not our customers? For example, the villagers that we meet, you know, in our context, the local communities and the people that live there and belong there. You know, so in the end, I think what I want to say is that has this endeavor made you a better person? Did the work transform you in a way that made you more empathetic? Are you raising up people in your team to do exactly this as well? You know, so knowing these definitions before you start on any project or business is very, very important.
That's very wise.
I agree with you.
Keep going.
In each podcast, we end off with a couple challenge for couples to do with one another. And if you are listening to this with your spouse, here's your challenge for this week. Spend 10 minutes discussing at least 1 to 2 ways that you'd like to enhance your teamwork, whether it's in the home front or maybe if, let's say, you're working together on a project or at work if you run a business. But we really hope that you've found today's episode helpful and encouraging. And as always, do share this podcast with a friend who might benefit from it. Thank you for listening in, and remember to continually take the effort to make a marriage a safe haven for your spouse.